Einen wunderschönen guten Mittag.
A wonderful good noon.
Lukas Fuchsgruber.
I have here Lukas Fuchsgruber, who talks today about glam between Lot and Shrug. Museum Critics for Hackers. This is an invitation for hackers to integrate to the critical opening of museums. Have a lot of fun with Lukas.
Ja, vielen Dank für die Einführung. Vielen Dank für die.
Many thanks for the invitation. Many thanks for the possibility to talk here. I'm a little bit nervous. It's the biggest room I've spoken today. I worked 4 years at the Technical University at Berlin. I started a project for the societal meaning of museums. How they deal with social questions, and my work was a digitalization of museums. Such a project you do not do alone. I had a lot of colleagues and a boss and a critical advisors. You need collaborators in software projects. In my talk, I want to show conflict lines in the digitalization of museums. I want to present some ideas and suggestions for the digital democratization of museums and to tell what I understand from that. And I want to get into communication with people. I do not have brought the perfect plan, but a small ideas. But I would be totally interested to hear your ideas, to open the secret, what GLAD and TRUG is. GLAM is abbreviation for galleries, libraries, archives, museums. All the things that open lot is linked open data. It is a standardized collection of museums. And to what I want to talk a little bit critical, and the SHRUG stands for digital perplexity for how museums get into partnership with Google or other KI tools. I'm pretty much opposed, and I hope that you will have better suggestions for that. The talk has 3 parts. The critical of museums, what do I mean with that, what do I want to... So let's look into the history. Where are the hurdles of digitalization of museums? And whether all the big stately museums in Berlin are involved. What can we understand for museum critique? I want to keep my talk in the actual political streams, like this Congress this year. It's about anti-feministic perplexity, right populism, classicism from above, and museum deal a lot with that because that's a place where it's fought about history. Either we look stylish at nice paintings or glorify the past, or we look at this in a critical way, see about power structures and exceptions and the hurdles that laid in our ways. Criticize is to fight for it. We assimilate these places, we try to open them and try to change them. There are a few books I can recommend when you want to take a further look. A thought of the feministic Marxistic look at the 80s, of the 70s, of the 80s, where patriarchs structures are installed. The Radical Democratic Museum, Radical Pedagogics, where we can
Wie können wir die aneignen und kritisch...
Assimilated the art and museum as it is. The books, a book that has a colonial aspect about the violence and about ethnological collections, about colonial warfare. And the last book is from a Marxist and art historian. It's about rich wealth capital and what does it also do to our art collections.
Genau. Dann gibt's auch so die handfestere Musik.
Then there are the strong museums critic. There is a fighter for the right to vote for women.
Ein Gemälde mit einer
Frau drauf, mit einem Messer. Who attacks a picture with a naked woman with a knife? That was a protest movement.
Frauenwahlrechtsbewegung.
For the right to vote movement was fought against and it was very radical. And there's a history to this painting that's well documented. Today there are women movements too, who do museums to political arts. Feminist, anti-capitalist, anti-colonialist fights against museums, people who go into the museum. There's a long critics for might and expectations in museums, and there are movements that fight for the suppressed and people and go to these places. The museums are a little bit overwhelmed by this when these things happen and this works in a difficult ways and it's very much obvious for us. Many people on this Congress are connected to these movements and this is the first invitation if you follow these traces. Why do people go into the museums? Then there are other museums where the protest happens. There are community museums, like the Kreuzberg Museum in Berlin, it's a museum for the part of the town, and the Gay Museum. There are museums that change the view and open rooms for other people and archives. And I took a book that makes clear that goes back to the first half of the 20th century, the Black Movement, archive and collections, a political fight. They do own archives and collections. That's a radical pedagogic.
And my focus.
Thank you for Katia for the meme. My focus is on the big museums, the Humboldt Forum, the museums critic. I started in a short way, and the digital collection should be connection databases that online catalogs and inventories that museums publish in the internet, and the question of digital politics.
What these interventions or this radical pedagogical developments are for, and the placement and it's we can see there is a lot of stuff happening at the moment. Critical critical exhibitions, and what we can see is a lot of data is being preserved, and we can hear symbols of an inventory card of an historical document is being one by one being transferred into the digital space. All in all, digitalization seems to be a replication of the existing stuff. The documents that document the ownership and the meaning of the stuff, they are being transferred. And all of these decades of critique and protest, they left a lot of traces behind. And for me, this means a highly political and very sensitive aspect of working with museums is what kind of meaning do they have for us as a society? And here you can see a bit of an example for that. This is from the Humboldt Forum, that's a museum in Berlin. And when they opened, they tried to critically reflect about the exhibition, and they showed a vitrine, a display case, where they where they asked what was wrong on this screenshot, and you can see here that the name that here is being displayed for the group who was in ownership of this exposed piece is wrong, it's racist. And when you go to the database, you can see there that the name is still documented, and I ask myself, how can this be? For me, this leads to the question, what kind of history does this kind of database have, and why is it like that? And why is it, doesn't it change? And that's where we come to the second part of the story. This database has been published in 2011, where the governmental museums in Berlin were being digitalized, and there had been a session by the delegates in Berlin, and they asked themselves, you know, it's about 20,000 objects for display, and the director of the gallery said, okay, there's a strategy, it's all being digitalized, and it's all that sounds interesting, but it's not that like that, because 2020 there was a study of the science society what we made is, since the 90s we made the yearly documentations about stuff like computer digitalization, internet and stuff, terms like that, thanks to my student helpers on that point. And we all added that to a little database to look a bit after that and analyze that. I haven't already published that, but when the book is being published, then you're going to get hands on the data. There's a lot of quotes inside of there where you can see, like, the first two computers had been bought, and people were there who used it, and networks were being established. And yeah, that's what to be expected. But there are also quotes like, the largest parts of the data entrance has been made by 14 people without work that were in a governmental work procurement for that. This is the kind of value that this has for the government. And we're starting with websites, and the online service of the collected data had been planned back in the days. And then about the 2000s, you can see a disruption in it. They were going for easier access and more unity, and the time of the time of customized developments ends. The future lies in the cooperation with another software industry that is more and more getting professionalized, even in the cultural area. And the thing about the customized developments should be quite interesting when the museums made software for themselves. And I researched this a bit, and the predecessor was maybe since the 1970s in the UK. There were like computer people, and they started to get into it. And yeah, in principle, made something like little text files with where they wrote down several aspects when other museums wanted to have it and wanted to compare that to their own, and they sent these back and forth in between. And this software is called GOS. It had been since the 1980s in the Zuse Institute in Berlin developed, and they cooperated a bit, and they made a bit of a development. The access was getting faster, terminology was being controlled better, and the interface to the World Wide Web was being established. The problem was the interface wasn't actually state of the art, and there was probably partly because the employees of the museums usually were used to office applications, and they weren't actually used to others, and they tried to edit, and it was like, it was called Museum Plus, and it was morely adapted to the average usage of museal employees, and it had looked a bit like a it looked a bit like map index cards, and it had a lot of it made a lot highly increased the grade of organization and standardization in between. And with this tool, the online collection back in the day, it was still called SMB Digital, and it made it possible that they could act together. And since then, basically nothing happens. The interface was quite bad because there were so many different museums, and trying to put that in a unified interface that was kind of weird. Sometimes they had to just skip some of the forums because that was not matching for other museums, and they had to, so the quality of the data was being a bit left behind, and the focus was a lot. And a lot of museums were asking, okay, when does LOT finally be established? And there were several different museums who played apart from each other, and now on a national base they should be played together, and afterwards even on a European level we want to add up the data together, so the museums are being synchronized. And Germany should be in an adequate way participate within the Europeana in that way. So the data should be included in national aggregators and then into the international platform, and the intermediate piece, the German it's called library, but it's basically focus of
standardization, it starts a focus of standardization. It is very focused on the normalization of the harmonization of this collection. I tell that because there are also other approaches that comes from the critical documentation. There are inclusive documentation. There is a toolkit that's revisiting collections. It's about to hear other voices and to ask them what they have, what kind of knowledge they have to these topics, and to standardize this as the other tools. And I questioned if such a variety of data and the co-working, and if that's not a Wettbewerb, the competition. The 2010th years was a kind of working together, how to get it into a working together with artificial intelligence, virtual reality, a company with a big influence in that side was Google. Google had in 2010 years, they wanted to get active with cultural heritage. They had a very good TED talk where they used artificial intelligence to find similarity in pictures. Where here we see a lot of portraits, so we present it together in a picture cloud you can fly through, and a lot of museums wanted to have that. And I don't say it simply like this, I can prove it. In Germany, there was a digital strategy of the government. In 2018, there was one point which was supported with a few millions of euro. The digital presentation in museums with virtual reality, artificial intelligence, what Google and Facebook pushed with 3D goggles, metaverse. And by the realization, you see on the other hand side, that was a program with the title Museum 4.0. There was a stately museums where we talk about all the time, try to coordinate this. There were things tested and tried with a very strong social burden. Shared data, open data, and vulnerability. And have a look at the language, how artificial intelligence and linked data is understood in stately museums. There's a blog 4.0, it's about the online collections. Should get a multi-experience platform with linked open data, artificial intelligence, individual connections. There should be a stronger networking. It looks like that. It's a picture cloud also, and it's very small, and you can have a look at it online. And you see two collections on the same century that are put together. And here's here's a corner with landscapes, there's a corner with portraits, there's a corner with jewels, and you get into such a wonderful place. If you look, it's got the code, it's online, and it's a standard picture recognizing algorithm, and that's nothing critics, and it's just put above the collections. If it looks similar, a big word out of this time I completely let out. It's in the games. We get to the gamification of the thing. And what's shocking for me, as this was open, there was a lot of games forced, and it's very much orientated on a commercial aesthetics. And users were tracked with a tracking wrist, and there was a personal profile walking through the collection, and it was sold as a participative measurement, and you could date and chat with other people with the same interest. And I did a talk at the remote conference this time, and in the Datenschleuder there was an article.
Die aktuelle Digitalstrategie,
the actual digital strategy,
die will dann wieder mehr
once more linked open data. The German digital library, the link between national collections and the European collection, should be relaunched. And I found the language very interesting. It's for democratization, it's new culture, and should get new knowledge with networking, the digitalization. These are strong claims that are made. If you remember the beginning of this talk, you are not surprised that it's not the democratization. that the critical movements and the critical perspective walks towards. It's not an opening for suppressed voices and the power structures in museums. I would say the opposite, that this networking supports the authority of museums. Perhaps for the invitation, the counterproductive perspective, some examples for intervention, and we can get to into a talk. I would say one counter perspective, and it should not come be from above. I think it's necessary that we have network data, that you can describe network data. We have talked to some people of the course surroundings. We tried that, a small community archive interface, programmed a small community-oriented archive interface. It's online. There's a prototype with the documentation, how to ask political questions, and I would like if you try it out and you report how you find it. It was supported by the prototype funding we have here too. Another surface I find very interesting are Wikidata, the open repository for data that gets to a wiki, because I think it is a room for democratic documentation. By the engagement of some people, a lot of collection of paintings are copied towards there. The complete catalog is there, and only there I can work with the people and ask them together. And for the future, how should I say, we can open critical science for this. And on my blog, Null Museum, you can follow that. And let's take deleted that. And a further idea is on Wikidata. I said there are collections copied to there. And from the 4% that are online, about 0.4% are on Wikidata. Think of the initiative of Frag den Staat, ask the state. All the stuff from the museum, 1.7 million objects we got. And one of my ideas from my side, I cannot do it, perhaps you can do it. I would really want to see it, that all the catalog gets to Wikidata, that he can work on that. So we have all the stately collections, so we pass the stately collections. And that was it. It was a talk. So I don't want to tell you too much in advance, and I just wanted to tease ideas and as to put it together in another documentation of cultural heritage is possible. We can hack it. We can hack the digital politics, free, liberal, open source software that we discuss here on the CCC that can be a brick in the transformation of museum, in the fights of museums to take part. And my call to action will be help us to build better interfaces for democratic documentation for museums. I would like to discuss with people how you can get gamification into our community interface, how we can use Wikidata with that repository, how people that have not so much knowledge in it can take part in, and what's really dear to me, support, read, and writable knowledge networks for museums. We do not need other than Wikidata. We don't need another monopole. But catalogs produce authority. How do we get our knowledge? So it should not collide with social media users, but we have to use it long times. We have only short times for Q&A. I have planned a little after hour on the same floor. The House of Tea opposite is here. And if you want, you can get with us for an hour or so, and we can drink a little bit of tea and talk and so on.
Yeah, ich freue mich auf eure Ideen.
I really look appreciate to your ideas. I have some stickers if you want to have some stickers. And yes, it's beautiful that you were all there, and thank you. Invitation for hackers and hackerin. We have a Q&A. I see one on microphone 3. Thank you for the talk. There were initiatives to get these things to people without any knowledge. Do these people have the possibility to work on these archives, or are these one put out? Thank you for this question. This question's really hitting the point.
We're planning to make a little workshop and to help people to hand over their knowledge. And there are actually not that many cases that I know of that there were attacks on these databases. But on the other hand, this is something that is a bit challenging to change it, that there are existing models that use these data to create something, and to be a bit of an anecdotal, I talked to people who work in museums and who work on projects like you described, and they somehow saved stuff like that in the database, so it's being stored in the database in the Haupt's main system.
Die vier.
The four. In. How far you have talked with people in museums? In Berlin, the people are not so flexible for cooperation without interpreting too much. I work in cultural infrastructure in Berlin, and there are many people who are open for these approaches.
Mich würde einfach, also und aus der Innenperspektive heraus.
On the inner perspective, is Berlin culture under fire? There are no people. Just it's done with work programs and.
Gerade so irgendwie ihren Betrieb aufrechterhalten.
They can just do their job. And we have to look at the future.
Ja,
genau. Wie weit seid ihr da auf die zugegangen und wie war die Reaktion?
Schon perfekt zusammengefasst.
Yeah, thanks. You have already subsummized a lot. A lot of people are interested in that, and even the Humboldt Forum itself is being criticized a lot for that. And I try to, even if it looks a bit strange, but people try to actually make stuff better and make it digital and better and maybe a bit sustainable. But I'm in contact with a lot of people, and a lot of people were actually involved in our museum, but not only them, but I'm also within it. But I'm museums for nature science and stuff, but a lot of stuff is happening, but not as sustainable that we should actually say, okay, we can do something big, and that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm talking about that. How can we intervene with that and with open source and other stuff, and how can we intervene that? And I think this is pretty urgent, and when we look at funding programs that are being shortened and it's being discrimination work, everything is being cut, the funding is being cut, and we have a lot of less fundings, and I don't want to be depressed about that, and that's why I'm connecting to people like you. And when there's people around who have are in finance among you, it's also important to finance stuff. I'm also not in a project at the moment. I'm also looking for a job, if you know anything. Just.
Die zwei ist sitzend, oder? Ja? Ja? Gut.
Short question to the talk. You have take two parts, and there was 4%, and about Fragenschart was 100% are on digital sources. Why is it not possible to publish these things they have? It's a good
Good question. This sounds pretty illogical, but like I told you, within the 90s, when you had a person that was kind of forced to do this because they were jobless and they hacked it into a database and there is no info, they don't have any historical knowledge about that. And the way that the museums were went through was in the interfaces, there was a checklist. And when it wasn't checked as often, then this was not into it. So the museums have a lot of archived material that they gathered, and nothing. That's really that's the explanation for that.
And this online Datei is also very fragmentary.
And this online archive is explanatory.
Ein Menschen von der Eins, den anderen Menschen von der Fünf.
Microphone number one. Thank you for the talk. I really liked it. With a look on democratization of the knowledge and organized group, do you see, besides the chance you explained, risks in centralized systems like Wikidata in the view of taking part of marginalized group?
Yes. Thanks. A lot of questions. So I was lucky until now. Our interventions have not been deleted. There's a quite heated discussion about how anti-feministic is Wikimedia. A lot of people make bad experiences when they make new articles, post new articles, and then sometimes there are a bit exclusionists. Is that called exclusionists? I don't know. People who delete it and treat people rude. And I would say Wikidata is not completely free of these kind of power structures, and we let's go and change things. And the other thing. What are the other possibilities? Well, somehow I'm a huge fan, and I think it's one of the most important pages of the world, maybe, and one of the most successful ones. But democracy also means that fights and and alternatives. So I think it's important that long-time archives. You put that into a repository, and other people, maybe in 50 years from now, there's no wiki because we had a fight, and it would be important when we had backups. So please put stuff into repositories that people do something about this. I don't have a good answer to that. I think the internet is such a huge and critical room for that. So all the shitstorms and fights about that, please do something against it. Thanks.
On the five. Many thanks for the talk. I find your plädoyer very good. Wikidata is not Wikipedia. It's perhaps another community. It's more inclusion on this. You can test more. There are limits. The 1.7 million items that have to compete, it's a debate that has to be done. I would like to help, and I think we get that done. And perhaps you know the project Sum of All Paintings, that's very successful in this domain, where you try to have other art projects of art in Wikidata. There are 900,000 objects already inside. And I saw that you have made interesting experiences, all the aspects. One, we have to build alternatives to Wikidata for more other projects, and throwing things on Wikidata are very good. And you talked about the catastrophics where we all cut off on every place and every end, and to protect for that, to run into free licenses and to involve more people into the project is without alternative. But did you make any experience with democratization that are not very good, that people edited things wrongly, you've seen in Wikidata, or was it a positive thing you saw?
Yeah, well, interesting question. But first, thanks for all of the input. Thanks. But to sort of this a bit, well, I think Wikidata is a bit, still a bit under the radar. People don't Google Wikidata entities to drop their hate speech, but they usually go straight to Wikipedia. So, I didn't have that, but interesting questions. But the other way around, to get back to your question, how can we, what does this mean, how a resilience, how can we be defensive against that and protect our community and stop this Wikimedia discrimination debate? I don't know exactly, honestly, but back to the theme of archiving stuff, let's just archive stuff and then we go back to this.
Kannst du ein klitzekleines Sprechchen draus machen?
Can't we have a very short question for that? I try. How do you sort cultural hackers into this theme? Like Da Vinci, it was 9 years. May you tell for short what it is? Coding Da Vinci was a hacker part where the organizers worked with museum archives that are very good, I think, and did hackathons in every federal state with open source data of this sort.
Yeah, I also think this is great that this topic's been brought up. I would also sort this in within this everyone wants it, but what do we, how do we want it? How do we make it? We provide the data, but what I don't really like is that there has been a pre-selection, and if it's only the butterflies within this, and it's probably a bit hard to look into your own questions, but I also made good experience with a mineralogic collection, for example. I made a project, collectivism and stuff like that, and it's pretty easy to get to the data, so please look into the data. When you want data, then just ask. There's a lot of openness around this community, and I think we should just bring everything online so people can do everything online, so that stuff from movements can be sorted. But hackathons are kind of cool, but there's a bit of critical view on this. If it's only for a few days or a few months, I think it's great that a lot of people were there and were participating in that, but it's a bit frustrating, but it's only this for this little time, and it's kind of but I think it's a great thing, and thank you for bringing it up. Last rhetorical question, and we don't need to answer that, but how much structuralism can we handle the standardization of stuff? But we can't answer that. Quite a good question for the House of Tea, where Lukas will be showing up later. Thanks a lot, this was great.
So